there is a particular dimension with the location for Donegal that I think makes it a bit unique in terms of Ireland, but also the potential and the opportunity for cross-border all-island cooperation exists to a very great extent, and I'd like to see that exploited much, much more.
We have seen that come to life in the Anglo-Gafan Hospital with the radiotherapy services there. Do you detect a political will to push that forward, to use Anglo-Gafan and what's happened there as perhaps a model for the future?
Absolutely, we detect that. What we're doing at the moment, and what I'm doing, is I'm going out around the country and I'm talking to people in every county about Sinn Féin's vision for our health service. It's an all-island health service. It's a single-tier access health service. And when it comes to cooperation and healthcare, there's a huge amount of learning and a huge amount of knowledge exchange that can take place, that is taking place at the moment, but that can be built on.
Some of the soundings that have been coming through from senior Sinn Féin personnel would suggest that the party is perhaps not as opposed to coalition as it would have been perceived to have been in the past. Is the prospect of Sinn Féin in government actually implementing those policies more real now than perhaps it might have been before?
We want to be in government. We're very ambitious to be in government. And quite apart from anything else, people in Ireland need us to be in government because we have very well worked out. We have policies that are costed, and we have put a lot of effort into ensuring that our policies are reflective of the needs of communities. That's why we're out on the ground talking to people. So we would be hopeful. Whenever the election is, we'll take our manifesto to the people.